This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of the news desk. You just heard him there a little bit, not his voice, but still. And Sean is here for the market wrap, of course. So the Employees Provident Fund, which we, I suppose, know better as the EPF, is set to align mandatory monthly contributions to match the newly amended minimum wages order. Sean, what's the story here?
So beginning next year, the minimum contribution of both employees and employers to the EPF will be adjusted against the new minimum wage, which was set at 1,100 ringgit for Peninsular Malaysia as well as Sabah and Sarawak. And the EPF says with that, a minimum contribution of 264 ringgit is expected from every worker earning monthly wages if you are being employed for the full month under the new policy. I guess the topic of the week is all about salary reductions.
Yes, right?
But at least with the EPF, it's a lot more comforting for most people, I assume, because the money is for you to keep.
I'm just curious, so what's the rate of contribution below the current minimum wage baseline?
According to the EPF, a total of 1.64 million members, or about 23% of the total active EPF members, contribute less than the current minimum wage, which is 1,000 ringgit. And the figures also show that 64% of members who reached retirement age, which is about age of 54, they have savings below 50,000 ringgit. And this is very underwhelming when you consider the rising cost of living, household debt, taxes and whatnot. In fact, I think we've been discussing a lot about PTPT. And I also understand a lot of borrowers do early withdrawal of their EPF savings to settle their PTPT and debt so that they have more expendable income, right? What's alarming here is if 64% of them have below 50K in their savings during retirement, does withdrawing EPF to settle loans like this negate or defeat the purpose of EPF savings itself? Something to think about there.
I suppose it's one of those things where it's your money and it's really about how you choose to spend it and your debt and how you choose to repay it. But you're right. I mean, it's supposed to be for retirement.
Yeah, so kind of sad you're like born in debt.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Moving on to Bursa then. Astro Malaysia reported positive earnings. How's the stock doing?
Yeah, Astro Malaysia Holdings rose about 8 cents this morning as their results match analyst forecasts, with net profit rising to more than 153.2 million ringgit in the third quarter. And this is all, despite their revenue dropping. And they recorded a strong quarter for the first 9 months of the financial year, and its normalized earnings dropped an annual 28.6% to 404 million ringgit. And Astro Malaysia closed up 9 cents at 1 ringgit 38 cents.
Sean, thank you so much for coming
in.
We've got more music coming your way, starting with John Lennon, Only You, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.